we get it underway this afternoon by getting on board the telephone line and saying hello to the brand new, official as of about 2 hours ago, Sportscaster of the Year for the state of Maine, the voting complete from the National Sports Media Association. And this year's Maine winner is our friend, the voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team, John Shields. John, congratulations.
Thank you, Rich. Good afternoon. I feel like I need to do like a sportscaster thing here. We're looking live on my backyard, my frozen backyard pond that's covered in snow and bumpy. We can't skate right now.
I like that. You should. You need to like.
I should put
your hand over your ear. You know, cup your ear so you've got that old timey sound to it there.
Exactly. Yeah. But hey, thank you for giving me a call, and I appreciate the kind words. It's pretty exciting. It's an honor to be the Sportscaster of the Year through the National Sports Media Association. It's a long list of some great winners from the state of Maine, including yourself, multiple time winner, and you know, you and Bob Lucy from the Black Bear Sports Network. So it's amazing to be on a list with so many great winners over the years.
Yeah, here are the some of the recent winners. Last year, Travis Lee from WMTW in Portland. 2019, Bill Green. 2018, our friend Jess Gagne from WCSH. Me. Tim Throckmorton in 2016. 2015, me. 2014, your dad, Don Shields. And we were talking before we came on. Pretty sure you are the first father and son sportscasters of the year in Maine history.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. That's pretty cool. It's still a bit surreal. It's exciting. I know he's pretty excited today too. He's pretty jacked up about it. The gentleman who runs the organization that gives out these awards, he told me that there's been other father son teams across the country that have won. But he believes it's the first time in the state of Maine, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a great group. Randy Klucke from up north, our friend Jim Churchill won back in 2010. Dale Duff, a number of victories through the years. And then when you go back, Dan Hannigan was a multiple-time winner as voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team. Joe Carr won on several occasions. The great Frank Fixeris, the late Bruce Glazier, Dale Arnold is a former winner. How about that?
That's pretty crazy.
And I love this one, and you'll love this one as a hockey guy. 1979, Maine Sportscaster of the Year, Doc Emrick.
Yeah, I saw that too on the list when he worked for the Maine Mariners, covered the Mariners, and I read his book, and he's got a nice chapter on his time in Portland. That's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, so it's a great group, and you know this, I'm sure, from your dad winning the award a few years ago. Dave Gorin does an amazing job. It really is a wonderful organization, and you know, there are a lot of awards out there for what we do, but I always like this one and feel the most humbled by it because it's one that's voted on by your peers.
Exactly. It's voted on by, you know, our fellow broadcasters. That makes it a little sweeter in a way, I think. We all work together, you know, there's competition, but there's also camaraderie there between us around Maine and this market and all the other Portland, Presque Isle too. But so that makes it pretty cool. Yeah, I've been involved with a couple of the National Sports Media Association's seminars that they've done online, and they've utilized the power of Zoom to do those, and they do a great job for us. As you know, we're always got to keep learning, right, Rich? We're never done learning, and I'm just trying to get better each and every week doing the games. So to win this is pretty cool because I still look at myself as trying just to get better each and every time I put on the headset.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I know you and your dad will tell you this too. If you get the chance and you can, go down to North Carolina for the awards ceremony because they do it upright in so many ways. And the great thing about it is when you get there, you realize you're elbow to elbow with every big name in our business from both sports writers and sportscasters. And you realize that all of them have a similar story to tell. Bob Costas telling stories about lugging an equipment bag through the snow to broadcast a high school game, as we all did when we were starting out. And they really do a great job. And it's wonderful to meet these guys who've reached the pinnacle of our business and realize that they have a lot of the same experiences as us. They just make a lot more money.
That's okay. I I'm still having a lot of fun, and I think you are too. And I'm still lugging equipment bags through snow, and that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
We also want to congratulate a friend of the show, Travis Lazarchik, now with the Portland Press Herald. He was named Maine Sports Writer of the Year, and it's the second time in 3 years that Travis has won that job, that award, and to do it in a year when he changed papers, even more impressive. But he joins a great list that includes people like Mike Lowe, Pete Warner, Kevin Thomas, Ernie Clark, who was a finalist this year, Larry Mahoney, Kevin Schoberg, and so many other terrific writers who've won that award in the past as well.
Yeah, congratulations to Travis. I've got to know him just a little bit through covering Maine hockey. He's done some stories on the Black Bears, and he's a great guy, great writer, and it was nice to see him get the job promotion down in Portland and get to, you know, take a bigger step down the state there. That's got to be a lot more responsibility for him, but he hasn't missed a beat.
We're talking with John Shields, the Sportscaster of the Year here in the state of Maine, the voice of Maine hockey. We'll ask you about hockey in a moment. Do want to mention, though, the national awards were announced today as well. And a tie, first time ever, for National Sportscaster of the Year with SVP Scott Van Pelt and Ernie Johnson of TBS. And then the great Jeff Passan wins as Sports Writer of the Year. The Hall of Fame was announced as well, and that includes... Man, what a lineup of Hall of Famers going in with you. Hubie Brown, Jackie McMullen of the Boston Globe, the great Curry Kirkpatrick, longtime Sports Illustrated writer, and the late Stuart Scott of ESPN.
Wow, that's a great list. Stuart Scott, that's like my childhood right there, Rich, watching SportsCenter. He had so many amazing catchphrases. Booyah. I'll always love Carlos Delgado. You know, Stuart Scott had the Carlos Delgado every time he hit a home run. that's a great list. Wow.
All right. I want to ask you about Maine hockey. And you were doing your podcast with Coach Ben Barr. No games are scheduled for this weekend, but they're still hoping they can find somebody to play, right?
Right. What's going to have to happen is somebody is going to have a game get canceled. So if you look at all the teams that are in New England, I even did some research on the teams that are playing in New York State, that play in New York State. Everybody's in conference play right now, and it's the part of the year where you're going to play conference games. So the Black Bears being in Hockey East, there's 11 teams in Hockey East currently, so somebody has to have a off weekend, and this happened to be Maine's, just the way the schedule shook out. So if somebody has a game get postponed or canceled because of a COVID outbreak or protocol issues, Maine could slide in and potentially play them. So, you know, that's just what the Black Bears are keeping their eye on right now. And if that happens, they're ready to go. And coach has told the players he wants to play and they want to play. So they're operating like they're going to be ready to play this weekend. If it's one game or two games, could be a Sunday game, could be a Friday night game. We don't know yet, and so that's the situation. It's happened the last couple of weekends. A couple of weekends ago, UMass Lowell was supposed to play Bentley. Lowell couldn't play. Bentley was able to play Merrimack instead. So it's been happening, and Maine is ready to go if that opportunity arises.
All right. Well, if they do, we'll catch up with you again on Friday and get a little preview. If not, I don't know. Should we give you the weekend off so you can do the victory lap around your backyard rink?
I gotta get the backyard rink kind of scraped down and back to skating ability. The rainy, snowy weather does not do good things. I'd be better off skating in the driveway right now, currently, actually, at this stand.
Oh, I hear you. My son and his buddies built a fort in the yard. It was a pretty good-sized fort. And then yesterday, with the rains coming, they thought they had a brilliant idea, and they covered it with a tarp. And when they got home from school today, the roof had collapsed from the weight of the water, I think, that had built up on the tarp. Oh. So the best laid plans.
Yeah, we've had a couple of years in a row where we've had an igloo / fort / snowball base in the backyard here. So they do love to do that, don't they?
They do.
I'm glad that Graham likes to do that.
Absolutely.
Silas does as well.
Well, John, again, we want to congratulate you on a very well-deserved recognition as Maine's Sportscaster of the Year from the National Sports Media Association. I hope you'll still be able to talk with us on Fridays. I mean, you're a pretty big deal now, but we would still love to talk with you.
Well, I don't know about that. Rich won it 12 times or so here, so you still take my call, and I think I'll do the same. Right. But thank you for the support. I appreciate it. It's pretty exciting and humbling, and I'm excited to go to the banquet in June in North Carolina and get to experience that and keep chugging along here and doing the games.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations again. Thanks for coming on with us to celebrate the win today, John, and we'll catch you again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
That's John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network and the new Maine Sportscaster of the Year.